Amen. Right there where you are, beloved. Sing this song loud and clear. From the bottom of your heart. Believing the Lord for his touch upon your life here today. And believing that the God of signs and wonders will touch you by his power. Power must change hands in my life. No matter what that they will make. Sing it loud and clear. Power must change hands in my life. Hallelujah. No matter. Hallelujah, power must change and see power. Hallelujah, no matter what that there will be. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, power must change us in power. Hallelujah, no matter what. Sing it again loud and clear.
Power must change us in power.
Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may. Hallelujah, power must change in power. Hallelujah, no matter what the human. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, power must change us in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what that there will be. Right there where you are, take any song of praises that the Holy Ghost ministers to you and begin to sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth.
Hallelujah. Oh yes. All other gods, they are the words of men. You are the Holy One. There is none like you. All other gods, other gods. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All other gods. Hallelujah. All other gods. You are the worst. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. All other gods. Jesus, blessed Jesus, I love your name, I love your name, Jesus, blessed Jesus, there is no other name I know. I know. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
I love your name.
I love your name.
Hallelujah. Masukari Boka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, blessed Jesus, there is no other name.
You are beating your work, Father, perfect your work. You are beating your work in my life, Father, perfect your work. You are beating your work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have been doing your work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, perfect your work. Father, perfect your work. Father, perfect your work. Be complete or not. Be complete or not. You have come as it shall now. Hallelujah. Be complete or not. Cast on my eye, cast on my eye. Hallelujah. Baba Yita Chika, Baba Yita Chika, Ibi don't want to get. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Una lose all looking, Una lose all looking. What is she shout about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yon, 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 yon. Baba shela sheba. Shout hallelujah! Let there be silence now. Please don't say anything for now. Just focus your attention on Jesus Christ, the one who can do all things, the one who has all powers in his hand, the one who will speak, and his voice as the overruling power. There is no situation that anyone is going through here that his overruling voice cannot cancel. Be silent where you are. Focus your attention on Jesus, the man of Calvary. He has broken all the fetters, he has broken all the fetters, he has broken all the fetters, he has set me I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. He has said, silence, beloved. Silence. The arrow fired into the chest, causing congestion in the chest, causing evil palpitation of the heart. That place is not your hiding place. The arrows fired into the stomach and the womb. You have no right to remain in that place. For it is written that the strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. I come against you by the power of the God of Elijah. Get out of that your hiding place. Don't say anything, beloved. Just be silent until I ask you to talk. So arrows in the eyes, arrows in the chest, arrows in the stomach, arrows in the womb. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Right there where they are. Let the power of God come upon them. In the name of Jesus. As the first person. Number two, number three, number four. You, the power of paralysis, hear the word of the Lord. I break your power. Let him go. Let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Stretch that arm now. Stretch that leg now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Check the congestion in your heart region. The power of God is coming upon you. Every evil swelling in the reproductive organ, I command you to melt away by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. The power of God is about to fall on seven persons, and they may not be able to stand on their feet. What happened is this. They receive an evil injection in their dream. Father, all who are gathered or connected to this program, and the enemy injected them with evil material in the dream, I command deliverance upon them now. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number two. Three, four, five, six, seven. You can't hide. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Every problem of issue of blood, stubborn migraine, difficulty in breathing, let those problems go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand laid on that pregnancy over there, let the evil hands catch fire in the name of Jesus. The power of God is moving now and touching people all over this place. Can you shout this loud and clear? Let nobody's voice be louder than yours. Don't let the person beside you grab what is meant for you. Can you shout this loud and clear? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Thank you.
problems die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. That's why Jesus brought you here. Thank you, Jesus. Makatenda sepeli kaya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray right now for all who are gathered here or connected to this program. It is written, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we shall condemn. It is written that all the enemies that come against us shall flee from before our face. They come against us in one way, they shall flee in seven ways. Mapota likatende rabosanda. Anyone here carrying the load of the enemy, anyone here that the enemy is pursuing your star, anyone that the power of the oppressor have been pursuing you, anyone that destiny robbers have robbed, right there where you are, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. From every bondage of rising and falling, receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. From every bondage of failure at the edge of breakthrough, receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here. You came here almost half dead. But your blood, your organs that have been stolen from you, an angel is placing them back in your body now. Check your body now. Yes. If you came here as if you have no strength, and you cannot walk properly, but your strength has returned now, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the enemy put the problems back on you. Father, I pray that every heavy load on anyone's head, any heavy load in anyone's chest, any heavy load upon anyone's career, let the owners of the evil load carry their load now in the name of Jesus. Carry your load, 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 carry your load in the name of Jesus. See what is happening now. Aha. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, these hands that are stretched here, let this hand carry out coals of fire from heaven. Let this fire destroy every infirmity. Let it destroy every plantation of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in any part of your body, smite it and be shouting fire, and you do it 21 times. Let's go.
Amen. Begin to check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Check your body very well. Do what you could not do before. Aha, if you find that the Lord has healed you, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put the problems back. I see some awesome miracles taking place. Run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put the problem back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we want to wage war in two areas. Let your voice be louder than that of anyone here. Marine altars. Terrestrial altars. Terrestrial altars. Your time is up. Can you shout that loud and clear? Is that the loudest who can shout against these altars? Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Cry loud and clear like this. Strong man! Supervising my demotion! You are alive! Dead! In the name of Jesus! Deal with the strong man! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Some giant angels just moved in. Please be silent. Woman over there, collect your heart back from these angels, which has been taken out. Collect your womb back too. It has been taken out. That's a fire. That's a fire. This next prayer, it is important to be very angry
for you to get results. So please, be angry in your spirit as we shout this loud and clear. Covum powers! Pursue my star! Death! In the name of Jesus! Deal with the Covum powers! Deal with the covenant powers. In Jesus' name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Silence again. Three persons. One is Rose. One is Julia. One is Rufus. And one is Ulu. Making the fourth person. Just join now. These persons, they've been swallowed by wicked powers of domestic witchcraft. Right there where they are. I say vomiting going on. Yes. You can't hide. Enough is enough. I speak against you, spirit of cancer. I come against you by the power of the God of Elijah. I come against you by the power in the blood of Jesus. Right there where you are. Dry up. Dry up. Dry up. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. And find a way quickly to the altar. Or the altar of wherever, whichever location you are. Check your body very well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your right hand on your forehead. I'm going to pray a prayer. After the prayer, I will ask you to rub that forehead. Rub it aggressively. But just lay your hand on your forehead now. Father, it is written that let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any evil mark on the forehead of anyone, any mark of bad luck, any mark of poverty, any mark of failure, any unconscious evil mark, Father, pour the blood of Jesus on every hand to wipe off this evil mark. In the name of Jesus. Now begin to rub that forehead. Rub it vigorously. Aha. That's a fire. That's a power. That's a fire. That's a power. That's a fire. That's a power. Rub it aggressively. That's the power of God coming upon you. The mark of bad luck. Wipe it off. The mark of failure. Wipe it off. The mark of sickness. Wipe it off. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's try some. All eyes closed. Again, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it again loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. Bring out your prayer letter now and stretch the letter towards this altar here and let your amen roar like thunder as I pray. Father, we thank you. You are the God that answered by fire. Every prayer request written on these papers, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord that answered by fire shall answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall do much more than you think or ask in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for somebody here that the Lord God of Elijah shall over answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If this month is about, then lay your right hand upon your head as we pray now. Father, as many as are celebrating the birthday of wedding anniversary this month, let your glory, your power, your mercy, your anointing, your glory overshadow their lives in the name of Jesus. And if Jesus tarries in his coming, by this time next year, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There is a song I want you to sing. And I want you to sing it 10 times. When you finish singing it 10 times, then you can keep quiet. But sing it 10 times. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. As you sing this song 10 times. In the name of Jesus. Number 3 now. Number 4 now. Number 5 now. Louder, louder, louder. Number 6 now. Number 7 now. Number 8 now. Masopoli katonda yaba. Number 9 now. Number 10 now. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. I will never bend it like him.
There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus.
Kote, kote. Kote, kote. Thank you, Jesus. Have your seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles. I'm reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 19. This is a message of great concern. And a message that warrants you to boil in holy anger. The rage of the silencers. The rage of the silencers. Ezekiel chapter 19. I read verse 9. Are you in the book of Ezekiel 19? Yes or no? Yes. Ezekiel 19:9. And they put him in word in chains. And they put him in word in chains. And brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holds that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. That his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. I want to pray these great prayers for you. And let your amen be louder than anyone around your place. The God of Elijah shall silence your silencers. In the name of Jesus, the powers that do not want your voice to be heard shall die shamefully. In the name of Jesus, may the silencing cage, may the silencing net, may the silencing snare of your father's house be dashed to pieces in the name of Jesus. Your glory will not be silenced. Your glory will not be silenced. Your glory will not be silenced. Your voice will not expire. In the name of Jesus. May the Almighty raise a voice for you where you have no voice. All the voice assassins, voice killers, will not kill you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, there is something we call voice murder. There is voice assassins. There is voice killer. When they lock that man up, they use weapons against him. Weapons of captivity. Weapons of the cage. Weapon of the net. All to fulfill one purpose. That his voice shall no longer be heard on the mountain of Israel. any powers that want to kill your voice, I kill that power now in the name of Jesus. Let your enemy roar like thunder. In a particular country many years back, there used to be a man who criticized the government a lot. Any smart thing, he was always very critical of government. But they wanted to silence him. They didn't know how to silence him. Then they studied him. They found that he had a weakness. And the weakness was women. So they organized a beautiful woman to trap him. This critic thought that the woman was a friend. He didn't know the woman was an enemy. The woman came into the room where they were having immorality with video coverage. And this critic did not know. The woman took the video film, gave it back to government. Government packaged the video film, sent it to the critic. By the time he looked at the film and he saw himself, he lost his voice. He could no longer talk. They had set a snare for him, and the snare had silenced him. I pray once again, every voice assassin, every voice silencer in your family, in your village, in your business, in whatever you are doing, I kill them now in the name of Jesus. Light your amen, who are like thunder. One of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard of anyone singing was a lady many, many years back. She would have gone places. All of a sudden, she developed tuberculosis. And this cough started. Until the whole of her lungs were eaten up by this disease. Because of that infirmity, she lost her voice. I know football players who had attacks. All of a sudden, the leg is broken. And then they lose their voice. Listen, beloved. Everything has a voice. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10, that there are so many kinds of voices in the world. Your voice stands for your identity. Your voice stands for your power. Your voice stands for your significance. Your voice stands for your impact. Your voice stands for your relevance. Your voice stands for your usefulness. Your voice stands for your authority. There is something called the voice of your glory. If these evil powers face your glory and say, glory of so and so, shut up, and thereby silencing that glory, that's it. That is the voice of your day, your day of celebration. That is the voice of your gladness.
That's the voice of your victory. That's the voice of your relevance. That's the voice of your breakthrough. That's the voice of your enlargement. That's the voice of your prayer. That's the voice of your talent. That's the voice of your skill. You may not be aware, but these voices are there. There is now a range of silencers, a range of voice killers, a range of voice assassins, and they have destroyed so many. They have silenced those who should be talking. They have demoted those who should be the voice. They came to John the Baptist. Are you the Messiah? Said, no. Are you that prophet? No. Are you this? No. Are you that? No. It's okay. Who are you? Say, I am the voice. The voice that cried in the wilderness. Your voice is your assignment. Your voice is your purpose. Your voice is your identity. You are the solution to a problem. But nobody is arranging for you to confront the problem. Then your voice is under attack. You are the one who can bring the solution. But nobody is hearing your voice. Then there's a problem. My daddy had a friend many years back. He opened a fantastic bakery. Fantastic bakery. Modern state of the art bakery. You could smell their bread miles away. But then, nobody comes there to buy bread. But there is another bakery down the street. That one is part of those people who use palm wine to mix to bread, to make yeast. Hard. Not delicious at all. People are queuing up there while nobody is buying bread at this other side. The voice of that business has been killed. I'm praying for every business person here. If your amen can be supersonic and head shaking, that those voices that have been speaking against your business, I kill them now. In the name of Jesus. A servant for them. Perhaps you are listening to me this morning, and you are crawling from the cradle to an unknown grave. Your voice is under attack. You are moving gradually on your way to die without being celebrated. Your voice is under attack. You are highly talented, but the talent is wasting away. Your voice is under attack. You are skilled, but no man is requesting for your skill. Those who are less skilled than you are making it. You are not making anything. Your voice is under attack. Many people have certificates from universities. Well, the voices of many certificates have been silenced. You are very brilliant. You are very brilliant, but your intelligence is of no use to your life now. Your voice is under attack. You are an anointed person, but nobody is hearing your voice. Your voice is under attack. It will appear that what happened to that king is happening. Say, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. That his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. Are you here today? Is the enemy saying your voice shall no more be heard on the mountain of your village, the mountain of your town, the mountain of your marriage, the mountain of your profession, or the mountain of your career, the mountain of your business? Have they downgraded your eagle to the chicken? Have they plucked the feathers of the eagle away? Have they converted your resort to insult? Have they padlocked your mouth so that you cannot speak? Then your voice is under attack. And I'm praying that those powers that are attacking your voice shall be buried alive today in the name of Jesus. So anyone who does not know to get, does not know how to get really angry, will not be able to do much in prayer today. What I'm telling you now. Are you talented but unknown? You are gifted but you are hidden. The enemy has localized your championship. You are present in this world, but technically you are absent. You have been covered with spiritual cobwebs. You are born great, but you are tied down. The inferior is being made to rule over you, the superior. You, as a head, have been relegated to the tail region. You are brilliant, but you have been disgraced. You are a front row candidate, but now they've rearranged you to the back row. You are a celebrity, you are becoming a second class citizen. You are being ignored at the corridor of greatness. There is this unexplainable hatred against you. They just hate you wherever you go. Your presence is acquiring misfired aggression. You are running but not making any progress. You are facing testimony famine. The stars are being shut down. Your stars have been made to wander. The stars have been caged. It is an attack against your voice. You are noticing mysterious closing doors for opportunities. You are encountering limelight lions. You are being kept in the backyard and the dustbin of life. You are becoming like a diamond in the dustbin and a gold in the dustbin. The position that belongs to you is being given to another. They are preventing you from shining. Your gifts are remaining undiscovered. It is the work of voice assassins, voice killers. that his voice should no more be heard on the mountain of Israel. It almost happened to David. If not for divine intervention and the mercy of God. David was highly gifted. David was talented. He was the shepherd. He was a warrior. He was a musician. With bare hands, he killed a lion and a bear. He killed Goliath with an ordinary sling. But despite his talent, he was always thrown back into the wilderness to keep company with the sheep. Every time the hand of destiny propels him to the limelight, a contrary force pushes him back to the wilderness. By destiny, David should be in the limelight. But the voice assassins were battling him then. Any power pushing anyone here back into the wilderness, despite their hard work, talents, qualification, potentials, I command that power to be buried now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Are you losing your decorations? They have reduced you to a shameful skeleton of your royal life. They reduce it to an ugly shadow. They turn you to a place without its gold and its silver. All money goes away. It is then the health mysteriously returns. All money come in, health problem starts. Storm ceases when pockets dry up. The glory is being swallowed. It is the agenda of the voice killers. You say, what do I do? You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to repent from every known sin. You need to pray inquiry prayers to know why they are silencing you. You may discover to your amazement that you are fighting like Joseph. They say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dream. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power, say not so. Not so to your breakthrough. Any power, say let us kill him. Let us kill her to see what becomes of her dreams. Let those power die now in the name of Jesus. Then finally, you need to pray against these voice killers. And that is where we are going now. It is because of this kind of thing I'm discussing now. We said next palm messengers will be for firstborn deliverance. Because a lot of firstborn were just used as torchlights and then abandoned. They are the victim of parental ignorance, parental dedication, parental bondages. Then a lot of people from the riverine areas, they go from grace to grass. Grace to grass. And the enemy is banking their resources in the waters, thereby silencing their voices. I'm praying for you that the God of Elijah shall silence your silencers.
You shall silence them. You shall silence them. You shall silence them. In the name of Jesus. Rise your feet now. Rise your feet now. Rise your feet. In case you are here this morning, you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you can't silence any silencer. Whatever you are, say, man of God, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. Run quickly to this altar at the front chair, or any of the two altars at the back. Whichever church you are at, you go to the altar to surrender your life to Jesus there. Jesus is waiting for you. Do that very, very quickly. This is the day the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Surrender your life to Jesus. That will be a first step towards your victory. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life, let's bow down your head and say what I'm going to say after that. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that short prayer with me, I'm going to pray with you. Father, I thank you for your children here. Uphold them by your power. Write their names in the book of life. The decisions they've taken today, let it be permanent in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Right there where you are, the counselors will discuss with you and give you more information. The rest of us, wherever you are, let's bow down our heads. Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will empower voice killers to fight you. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Let's rise to our feet, please. All eyes closed. It does not do heaven any credit for a child of the King of Kings to have his voice being silenced. Silencing your voice in your career, silencing your voice in your calling, silencing your voice even in your family, you can't talk, because if you talk they will say, why are you talking, you don't have any money. This is why I need you to get angry in your spirit, to cry against the altar of voice silencers. To cry against the voice of voice assassins. There are people listening to me now. If not for these evil voices shouting you down, your star is supposed to be in the sky shining. Your star is supposed to be shining in that sky. Therefore, I want you to really lose your temper against the enemy now.
I want you to roar in desperate prayer. Desperate prayer. And you know, anytime we get desperate, our progress begins. Oh God, oh Lord! And silence my silences! In the name of Jesus! Silences! In the name of Jesus! Masetenekaya Boshenta! Open your mouth, beloved. This is not a day to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. You are at this palm of strangers now. It's like you are practically penniless. But because of this prayer, you just prayed. By the next palm of strangers, the Lord will have ushered you into uncommon wealth. You are here. That business is practically dead. But I assure you, by the next palm of strangers, you are coming to share testimonies. You are here. You are supposed to have scholarships to study where you want. But you have prayed this prayer. Your story has changed to glory. Can you shout this with greater anger? Commanding my voice to die. Die! In the name of Jesus. Yes. You must kill them before they kill your voice. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see the transactions taking place here. My glory, hear the word of the Lord. Roar! In the name of Jesus, command your glory to roar in this generation. Roar in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. This is the time for warfare. We are not here to play. We are not here to negotiate. This is power must change hands. This is mountain of fire miracles ministry. Masopoli katanda yaba. Jesus' name we pray. My voice shall not expire. By the power in the blood of Jesus, open your mouth and cry it loud. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Sisters, Shout this after me louder than anyone around you. Voice killers. Sisters, please try harder. Voice assassins. Can I hear the brother shouting the same thing? Assign against me. Death! In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now this next prayer, you'll be clapping your hands violently and be praying the prayer at the same time. As you are doing that, the Lord will ordain terrifying noises that will silence your silencers. Please, this is not a prayer you negotiate with. You need to put in something specific. Pass! Killing the voice of my career. Put what you want inside. Maybe it's calling. Maybe it's business. Maybe it's marriage. Powers! Killing the voice of my career. Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Something is happening here today. Yes, 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 yes. Bapate sete, riba kapande katende ka, bapali kotende sete la kaya boshanta. Jesus, then we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. 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 I told you. Makatenda yabo shente rabokonta. De ribo sepira katende ke yabo shanta. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands forward like somebody wants to receive a big present. Stretch it forward with your palm facing upward. I'm going to pray one prayer, and you're going to shout seven amen. Father, I'm praying right now. Anything that has been stolen from anyone, any progress that has been stolen from anyone, any spirit that has been stolen from anyone, any blessing that has been stolen from anyone, any virtue that has been stolen from anyone, Father, I want you to multiply them sevenfold. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you
and be gracious unto you. You shall be the head and never the tail. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall be your rock and your shield. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 turn.